I'm going to tell this full story the way that it happened, because if I say too much, I'm going to take it out. You have to control your emotions, and you have to stay on the task that you have at hand, or you will fail. When I was 18, I was basically homeless. I stayed with family members as I navigated through beginner jobs and, you know, moving up through call center jobs. I was also doing construction work on the side, as far as like a labor pool type of aspect. So, of course, I'm not gonna say anything that's gonna incriminate myself or other people, because I don't rock like that. That's not me. Sorry. I was put in a compromising situation morally because it had something to do with somebody I was related to. In that situation, I put myself in a compromising situation legally. I moved in with a family member. At this time, I had just caught my case. I was trying to get funds to drive myself back and forth to Walmart. And those charges have been dropped, which is threatening. I lived at the time 20 minutes from Walmart. I lived in the same area, but it was just an area where it was just a lot of highways. So I still needed. Actually, I lived in Sugar Creek, Orient Park, Florida, in Tampa. And I worked in Brandon, Florida. When I removed myself from the legally compromising living situation, I had to relocate to West Tampa, making $9 an hour. It wasn't the thing for me. What do? I go to a rooming house. I'm staying there. I'm traveling back and forth. I want to say it's about a 30-35 minute drive from West Tampa to Brandon. So I want to say it was like, let's just say $150 a week at the rooming house. So I'm making $9 an hour, working 40 hours a week. Just with everything I was paying out, I don't think it was good enough as to be traveling that far, because obviously it turned into 50 minutes on the way back because of traffic. If you are from Florida and travel from Brandon to West Tampa, you know what I mean. Me, of course, if you live in Tampa, you know there's Walmarts everywhere, and you have your pick of the litter of Walmarts. Which Walmart do you want to go to? Because you have your pick. All of them have different advantages. So there's several Walmarts in the area of West Tampa, just near where I stay now. I was told, yo, if you move, you can see about getting a transfer. They shouldn't really have a problem. They'll just have to find somebody else. Where I started out as a cashier, and then I worked my way up to the bakery. Number one, I ain't gonna lie to you, we're gonna be all in, because I was irresponsible and emotional when I made this decision to leave. And I'm not selling out, this is years ago, but I just wanna say, they would schedule your ass like a goddamn me 6 to 1, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m., and then have you right back the next day for like a 7 to 3. I swear. Maybe not 1:12 though, because they did close at 12. So they have you, 3:30 to 11:30, and then 7:30 to 3:30. Goddamn me, 4 to 12. Okay. 4 to 2. I'm not playing. I'm not exaggerating. I might not be saying the exact shift times, but I'm saying, bro, you got enough. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go to work, get off, close out the cashier. You're going to go home. You got to go to bed within the next hour after you get off work. But if you want to do this right and be fully rested, you can get at least 6 hours of sleep. So you going to get off work, race home. You know what I'm saying? Try not to get pulled over because you leaving Brandon. I'm leaving Brandon to West Tampa. And yes, it does sound like I'm complaining, because at the time I was complaining and I wasn't. I should have sucked that because I didn't even understand it at the time. But I had my independence. I was on my own. But when I got into the compromising situation, it just got hairy. if I can, you know, if that makes any sense.
All right. I'm not sure why I was flipping around like this, but this is me telling the story that led up to me quitting Walmart.
A month or two in, they say, hey, man, you really good here. You know, I like your number. There's always moving parts in the Walmart store. There's different departments that you can go in. So, boom. He says, man, we got a spot for you in the bakery. It could be a little bit more money. I can get you a raise. And it'll be a little different hours. It'll be a little bit more consistent. You want to look into that? And we'll call him Bob. Because Bob, Bob was acting. He was the typical guy that acted like he was cool. And all Bob did was lie. He says, hey, come in at this time, you know, Sherry, we'll say Sherry. Sherry's probably like 2-3 years older than me. Chill. You know what I'm saying? Sherry's going to do this, that, and the third. Cool. We got Angela. Angela, cool. Angela works every now and then. Angela, you know, doing a thing. Sherry does the cakes. Angela does the pastry. She's bagging up the pastry. She's, you know what I'm saying? Me? Slave work. I'm in the freezer sorting shit, stocking shit, what need to be made, cakes, da-da-da-da-da. What? Oh, got the list. I gotta find all this. All right, boom. New shipment coming in. I gotta put it into the big ass freezer. I'm spending the whole shift in the freezer. Goddamn me. And I just wanted to say, because I was gonna say this at the beginning of the episode, I didn't wear this the day that we recorded the last episode. I wore it to record the episode. It just happened to be that I'm wearing it today. So I just wanna make that clear. And I want to tell you, I ain't buy this. Because however much this is, we can't afford it. It was a gift to both of us. So don't think that I'm just up here spending money on Savage Fenty. I'm still trying to figure out how much this costs. I'm just being real. I appreciate you, Auntie, for getting it for me, though. But let me keep it going. So, boom, where I was at. All right. So, bruh, I'm working in the bakery. I'm working in the freezer, right? So, you know, I'm doing my thing. It's cool. I gotta do this, though. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Dude at the rooming house, he was annoying as a bitch. He was cool. Like, it'd be times where, you know, the rooming house. I don't know if y'all been to a rooming house before, but goddamn me, a rooming house, it's like a house with, like, 4-5 bedrooms with, you know, old drunk. I ain't gonna lie. That's what was there. Old drunk, you know what I'm saying? Dog, I ain't gonna lie to you, and I'm not trying to hate, but we doing a video. I'm gonna tell you about the people that was in the house. So boom, it was one dude, his room looked like an apartment, and he never was there. See, I should've did that. I think he stayed there for years. Like, it was an apartment, he had like a shower in there, like he had on. All of us had to share the same shower. Shower was dirty. It was dirty, okay? I ain't gonna lie to you. I was uncomfortable. I experienced a lot of weird showers and showering situations when I was in Florida. Yeah, bruh. I'm just gonna tell you that, and I'ma come back to that as the story goes on. Dog. Sherry ended up getting fired. I don't know why Sherry got fired, but Sherry got canned. Boom. Like, I'm talking about out of the... So they talk about you got to take over the whole goddamn me bakery now, because Angela, I got to do everything now. We all had delegated roles. So when Sherry get fired, it's like Angela, she is there like 2 days a week now. So it's like me. It's just me and the manager. It's just me and the manager. We got to make all this stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily remember it. A lot of it was you taking it out the box and putting it on the pan, but it's like, bro, if you doing that like for 50 like loaves of bread, and then you got like several different loaves of bread, then you're doing it for the donuts and the cookies, it get kind of convoluted when it's only two people, and then you got people asking to sign cakes. It was crazy. So, bro, mind you, I forgot this. I didn't get a raise. It was the same amount of money. I didn't get a raise. It was the same amount of money. So remember I told you, I forget the name that I gave him, like the alias, but I'm going to call him AJ. AJ, he lied. So when he got me there the first day and he is telling me everything, he ain't even do nothing for real. He was just like, so I checked on it and yeah, man, it looks like actually this is the same wage as you was making before, but you still have the hours. It's going to be this, that, and the third. Go talk to her. It's chaotic. It's the summer. Like, mind you, I can't do nothing because I caught my case. I need a job. I got to pay this restitution for this pretrial intervention. I got to pay it. And I got to, have money because I had to do, you know what I'm saying? I got to have money because I had to hook up with the community service at a location that was a little bit far. I ain't going to blow them up and bring and even say what it was and what was going on, but I had to hook up. So I had to go there to do the community service. So I had to have money coming in. And it was, you know, it was other stuff going on, but we not going to get into that. Boom. I'm going to speed the story. Yeah. Dog, I get mad because stuff started happening. And it's like, it's my fault because y'all understaffed. So at a point, I had to make sure I knew everything that was going on and we had to get it tightened up. They ended up hiring somebody because it's like, yo, we can't just do that. We can't cut the meat. You know what I'm saying? So we start going, you know, going smoother. But I realize and I keep remembering that, yo, this is so far. Mind you, I said a lot, but that was like 2 weeks. And then that's when I realized, hey, I need a transfer. I tell Jeff, yo, can I have a transfer? It's super far. Just with the wage, it just don't make no sense. He said, I don't know anything about transfers. You really would have to ask. Yeah, I don't even know what to tell you about that. I don't even know if we can do that right now, man. It's just something that's not possible for us. What he meant was that I don't feel like hiring somebody else or training somebody else, so I will not okay your transfer to the bakery in West Tampa. Now, let me tell you, I confirmed that I could do the transfer at West Tampa in the Walmart that I wanted to work at. Let me just make that a fact. So I'm hot, emotional. I'm mad as a. So you know what I did? I quit. I quit. This is what happened. Actually, I can't say that part either, but so I quit. Mind you, I have no income at this point. I have no income, zero income after I quit. I have no plan on how to get a real new job, like a new real job. What my plan was to go to the Daily Staffing Agency, other known as the labor pool for my Tampa, Florida guys, and get work that way. Now, I myself, emotional, and I would say lightly depressed, I wasn't even playing the game right as far as the politics of going to the labor pool. If you are not familiar with the politics of going to the labor pool, let me break it down for you. If you are someone who has a car, you know what I'm saying, and you really need work, mind you, let me tell you this. The labor pool is somewhere where you can go and work 8 hours and basically be contracted for the day to work 8 to 12 hours. Actually, really, sometimes you can work anywhere from 4 to 12 hours. Sometimes they'll still pay you for the 8 hours. Sometimes you work 4 hours, they'll pay you for 6 or 7. Because sometimes, like, it'll be all the way out. You might have to drive an hour. You know, I'd worked at the labor pool before, but of course, I left because I had gotten a real job. At the time that I came back to the labor pool, there was a whole new rotation of people. And I ain't gonna hold you. I was not getting up to get there at 5 a.m. when they open. They open at 5 a.m. They close at 8 a.m. If you get there at 7, she don't know you and she ain't seen you in a while and she not sure that you gonna work, which is the lady that's handing out the jobs, and you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna get no money that day. I was up on my luck. Being emotional and making an emotional decision and just thinking that this particular labor pool, because I'll mind you, I didn't have the money to go to any other labor pool because I was rationing out money. I was rationing out money because I had no income. So I was trying to save what I had, which was not a lot. It's probably like a check's worth. I had a check because I got my last check. I had no money. Imagine that, bro. Yeah, you guessed it. I got no work all week. Now, you're probably going to think that I maybe was late one day. And then the rest of the week, I got there early, bright and bushy, spoke, and I still didn't get no work. No, that's not what happened. I went 3 days out of the week because two of those days I slept until like 10 o'clock. I get to the point where it's like, yo, I can pay this money, but if I pay this money, I'm going to have to get work next week. I don't know how, but I'm going to have to. So next week comes up. I didn't realize this. It's the slow season with these jobs. So most of the work has already been, you know, built up in the workers that are there. Bro, this is a labor pool. This is a job for somebody that, you know, you need money the right that day. And you know, not a lot, but you need something. Who knows what you'll do with it, but, you know, you need something. Most of the times we're making $50. Now, shit, bro, to be real, if you would make $50 5 days and keep doing that, I guess that's, you know, you surviving, you're living, you're not thriving, but, you know, you're surviving. So that's what my plan was going to be. It didn't work like that. I ended up living with another family member under kind of similar conditions. I did not get in a compromising situation, but I got in a situation to where I was helped. You know, I was able to, you know, move in and find a job. I actually went back to an old fast food restaurant that I worked at, which was my first job. And I actually found myself working at a bakery as a dishwasher as well. So both were part-time jobs, kind of, because I was working like 5 hours a day for both of them, sometimes 6 hours. But working in as a dishwasher at the bakery in the mornings, in the evenings, working at Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a secret. It's on my resume. This is my first job. So I had to come back because it's like I knew they were going to hire me again. And this had to be the end of 2015 going into 2016. It was like November because I worked there from like November to March. So working at Chick-fil-A and this bakery that I don't remember the name. I actually do remember the name. I'm just not going to say it because of what the story was that I may not say, but it just depends on how it flows. So I'm a dishwasher and the situation is not ideal, but I'm making definitely more money than I would have been making if I would have went to work at a labor pool and went there every day, and I probably would have been working probably just as hard because I was actually riding my bike. Oh yeah, because I didn't have a car. Oh yeah, because I had a car. And then I ended up losing the car at the time that I moved in with another family member. Bro, I was like letting people ride my car. Other people were doing crazy things in my car. Like I hit one person and like, you know, we decided not to call the cops because I hit them and I actually, because I had a small Chevy Geo Prism and I hit a big ass SUV. So he was like, you know, I'm good. You know, you might want to check your, that's a different story for another day. Check your hood. So boom, it had gotten to the point that the alternator or something like that broke. So the car was like, no good. Like, I remember like driving down the highway with somebody that I had let lend my car and they was dropping me off at my job. And like as we got to my job, the car broke down as we got off the highway. It was crazy. There was another time where this person, they had actually had my car because I was helping. Like, I'm sure you people do this. Like young black dudes, you got a car, your homeboy busting moves. You gonna help him out if he needs your whip. So
real quick, bruh. Don't do that. Don't do anything that I did in this video, but especially that.
don't lend anyone your car if they're doing stuff that you wouldn't do in your car.
I remember one time, like, the, like, gas ran out. It was crazy. And I was like, yo. Yeah. Like, that's what my car ended up dying, because it just wasn't being treated the best. And I wasn't being responsible in that either. So at this time, I'm catching the bus and riding the bike because I have no whip. But it wasn't that bad because it was, everything was pretty accessible. The bike was actually really life-saving. So, boom. I get to a point, you know, because I don't want to tell all the details because they get intricate, and I don't want to get intricate, you know what I'm saying? Just to be professional. But it didn't work out. And it didn't work out at the bakery because we're short-staffed. They went through, because I was just a morning dishwasher, because, of course, I had my job at Chick-fil-A before I started working there, because I got in there real quick. And I was just like, you know what, I need another job. If I can't find a full-time job, I can do something. I should have stayed at the dishwasher job just for the pure fact that they was paying me, you know what I'm saying, that's paying me good money. I probably, now that I look at it, because I quit because I felt disrespected because, and I'm at, like, I'm going to tell that story. The bakery that I worked at, it was very popular. I don't know if they used their marketing on social media or if they just, you know, word of mouth, but it had a lot of foot traffic. So I was working as a dishwasher during the morning time. Being that the evening dishwasher, when I got there, was non-existent, I was having to wash dishes from the night before. I was doing it. It was a little stressful, but I was doing it. I was getting it done, not complaining. The issues came when they hired a new evening, you know, dishwasher, and they lost him again. I was asked if I could step in, and I decided not to because I was working at Chick-fil-A. I get to the point where we doing all of that, but, like, it gets to a point where I was just like, dog, these people keep trying me. I got emotional. I didn't let my anger out, just like I didn't let my anger out when I was at Walmart. I just acted, and I just quit. And then, bro, mind you, I didn't tell Walmart I quit. I just decided one day, like, yo, like I said, they lose the evening one. And then they talk, she was like getting mad at me because, like, she was a shorter woman. And I think she had a complex. Now that I think about it, she didn't like that I wasn't, like, stupid. Long story short, comes to a day where, like, it's a busy day. The two owners, they were married. The woman, she wanted me to wash the dishes in a different sink. I'm not gonna lie. I'm, like, dead serious. So she got mad, and she got up on me, like, got up, like, in my face and was like, take all of the dishes out of the sink right now and go over there. And I'm not gonna lie, I smiled when she said that because that's all I could do. I was not gonna go back and forth with this woman. I wasn't gonna get aggressive with her. I smiled because it's like, you're tripping. So I did just that. And she said, you can smile, but I don't care. I want you to wash those over there. And don't wash anything in there for the rest of the day. And I said, got it. So I cleaned up. I cleared out everything. I washed all the dishes. There were days that I would work till like 6. So it would be like 7 to 6 or 7 to 4. But they would close at 6. Oh, this day, I could have handled it better. And the reason that I stayed, because you guessed it, I said, I'm going to quit. That's exactly what I said in my head. I'm going to quit once she got in my face. Because what's she going to do next? Like, why are you getting in my face? And, like, talk to me serious. Like, if I don't listen to you, you're going to smack me or something. I had some other thoughts, but I won't say those thoughts. But I said, you know, let me get out of here before, you know what I mean? So I was like, I just walked up to her and I said, this is my last day. And she was like, that's fine. That happens. And I'm still working at Chick-fil-A, but the person that I'm living with gave me a date to move out because of various reasons that I, again, won't get into, but I would say that I didn't handle this good either. And you got to realize, bro, these situations are bad. These situations are, quote, unfair. I quit this job, and I'm looking for a full-time job. It's so hard to find a full-time job with pending felony charges that, again, were dropped after I completed pretrial intervention. If anybody from my job is watching, thank you.
And at this point is where everything comes to a head.
I'm doing my thug thizzle at Chick-fil-A, working a little bit more hours, you know, compensate for the loss of income. But I have to find a full-time job because I just can't work full-time at Chick-fil-A. It's not possible because of just the volume. And, you know, if you're familiar with just the scheduling and, you know, sometimes you have your regulars, your diehard employees that have been there for a minute. So you're definitely not changing their schedules. So you can only work at a certain time. You know what I'm saying? There's only so many people on the shift, but there's several people that work. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to do Uber, didn't work. Tried to do a lot of things that did not work. And I landed in Craigslist trying to find a customer service job. I'm not going to say the name of the item that was being sold, but it was a vacuum. And if you know, yes, it's that one. And it was the new and improved one. So what I was told, again, me being naive, me not doing my due diligence and research and making sure for myself that this customer service job is what it says. Flag number one, orientation was at a hotel. And from looking back in hindsight, I think that the reason that they put the orientation at a hotel was because they wanted to have the illusion of corporate, you know. Oh, okay. Like, they had me kind of hyped up when I left. And you know where I'm going. If you know, you know. We'll start this date. You know, this is the address. You know, see you there. We're going to do this training. And then from there, I'm going to get you out there. What it is that this is what the guy said as a presentation of what the job was going to be. What it is that people have set up appointments to buy this vacuum, and people have expressed interest in buying this vacuum. So what you're going to do is reach out to them, because we sent them out emails to say they want this vacuum. Scratch that. That wasn't the lie. What he said was, there are people that have called us and set up appointments for us to do demonstration of this vacuum, already bought the vacuum, and they just want you to show them how to use it because it's so powerful. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember the hook, but whatever he said, I was like, oh, yeah, sounds cool. Yeah. So, number one, what he told us in the orientation that I don't exactly remember, that's not what the nature of the job was. Fast forward, he gives us a demonstration. Training was not paid. That should have been the first red flag, because number one, when you get a job, you know the first stuff that you do is paperwork. Even if you're working at McDonald's, there was none of that until saying, oh, you get this percentage of, like, bro, he was like putting sauce on everything and no one else was there. It was just probably like 10 people that were all at the orientation and this guy, Harold, let's call him Harold. We do those 2 days, and he's like, yeah, that's why I make my $100K a year salary. I'm the best recruiter out there, and I put people on our team that make money, because all you have to do is use your skills like you always use them with customer service when you're setting this up and doing a demonstration. That's it. You just want to make them feel comfortable and know what they need to do so they can buy it. They're gonna want to buy it because they've set up the appointment. They want it. This is not a sales job. That's what he said. This is not a sales job. This is not sales. It was sales. Long story short, you're knocking on doors, selling randoms, or trying to trick randoms into buying a vacuum. I will save you all the details of the foolery for that, because by this time, if you know this job, you know what company I'm talking about. And this is the same thing. You can find these stories on YouTube, but this is not the point. I never knew about any type of pyramid scheme job like this. I wasn't aware. I thought like we were going to get paid because they said, hey, if you don't make the sale, fine, because if you give a full demonstration, and this is another red flag, and the customer says they liked your demonstration, you're going to get paid your base just because of that. You just have to make sure you complete the demonstration. So he tells us to sign this. What he had assigned was a disclosure form confirming that we knew that we would not get paid if we didn't sell anything. I didn't read it. He was talking the whole time as he handed these out and had people fill them out. It's a smooth guy. If he really made 100K, which I don't think he did, he said the old guy that owned the place had an airplane and he was wearing like a big ass suit jacket with some Wranglers and some I saw the vision that he was trying to do with the whole scam that they had going on, but after a while I saw it for what it was, because I'm not that type of salesman. But I'm gonna tell you this, people that even sold stuff, because of course I got acquainted with people, we were out 12 hours trying to sell people vacuums, so you get acquainted with people. One of these guys, he was selling, and then I realized like after a little while he wasn't there anymore because I guess he wasn't making no money doing it. Long story short, I got up to a spot where I reached that date that the family member had given me to move out, and I was homeless. I had no plan because I spent a month chasing a dream when I knew that I acted emotional. If I was in that situation today, I probably would have stayed at the gourmet place and Chick-fil-A and stayed at the rooming house until I built up some bread, because if I wouldn't have been spending so much money on partying and just focused on the wrong thing and being around people that didn't have a forward-thinking mindset. It was just a now, and let's get fast money now. Let's do this now. Let's get the look now. It was a lot going on. I probably would have still been tense in the situation that I was in if I was in that situation at this age, because, bro, living with somebody, wow. Yeah, and people talk about this, living with family members. Of course, it's going to save you money if it's the right situation, but sometimes it isn't going to save you money because it's just not the right situation. And you have to be mindful on what you accept, because sometimes, bro, you don't really want to accept every gift that you get, because everything isn't free. Most things aren't free. It's going to cost you something. So what I would say is, in a situation like this, bro, I wasn't using that 2 to 3 seconds that you give yourself before you react to something that is going to make you emotional. I wasn't giving myself the yo. You know what I'm saying? Just let it play out. like I do nowadays. And that's why I speak on things like this. That's why I speak on things like quiet quitting, because, bro, it wasn't a quiet quitting situation, but, like, bro, I quit prematurely at a job that I ended up needing. Like, sometimes, bro, you got to get over yourself for the task at hand. And sometimes that's the best thing you can do as a man, too. Ego? You got to kill that, especially if you're trying to do something from nothing, because you might have to deal with the brunt end of something just to get some type of stable and steady living going. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, I had been homeless since I was 18, but I wasn't like homeless. Like, when I say like I was homeless, like I had to live in a shelter. I had to actually move back into the legally compromising situation after a point, because I got to a point where I stopped, you know, my okay two jobs to chase a dream that I didn't do research on the company. Once I did research on the company, and for a person, because of course I didn't have a podcast at this time, but I barely had a phone because it was off, because I wasn't being very pragmatic with the money I was spending. So by time, like, all the money that I definitely saved up a little bit of money, but after a month, that money went, because we're out 12-hour days. When am I going to eat? Like, it was like a real recipe for a disaster, because, bro, honestly, if I wanted to do it the right way, I could have maybe stayed at Chick-fil-A, kept the money saved up, and then kept looking for another job. But I jumped the gun because of the urgency of that Craigslist ad. And let me just say the obvious, I shouldn't have been looking at jobs on Craigslist. Obviously, it's a live and learn situation, but I would be lying if I told you ideas of not doing the thing didn't pop up in my head when all of these things transpired. But when you're emotional, like I always say, you're probably going to choose, if not the worst thing for you, something that's not in your favor, because your logic is skewed. So especially for men, especially at this age, just with the things that come with being 18 to goddamn me 35, really shit, really might be 40, because I know some of you niggas are still gonna be cooked into a certain time. But just growing up, just being a black man in this crazy atmosphere, and it was nowhere near as crazy as it is in 2022, back in 2014 2015, but it was legendary. This has been an episode of Indica Illustrations. It's late, but I'm glad that I did this, because this is some really good content and it's very valuable. So I'll hit y'all. Y'all hit me. We out.